This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? You dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Today, for the next 2 hours, we're going to be talking with Tracy Caesar, Nurse Tracy Caesar. We're going to be talking about autism and vaccines. We're going to be talking about the pharmaceutical industry, opioids, drug running, medical mistakes. Welcome, Tracy Caesar.
Good morning, Vinny. Thanks for having me.
It's great to hear your voice. You know, you and I talk off the air about all kinds of things and serious topics. And last time you were on the air with us, we were talking about autism and the link to vaccines, how serious it is and how and people think that they should get their vaccines. And I got to tell you, over the years, seeing doctors and being with other people that are in doctor's appointments, the doctors say, are you all caught up? Got all your shots? Got all your vaccines? Got all your vaccines? How about shingles? Do you get those? It's amazing. And even if you go to Sam's Club, you can get your free shingles vaccines. Aren't they related?
It's a red flag, don't you think, Vinny?
Absolutely.
When something's free, there's something scary behind it.
If you travel down the some of the main roads in Springfield, Missouri, you'll see these large chain drugstores, and on the marquee, the signs will say, you know, get your vaccines here, $5, free. Sometimes they even give you a gift card if you are willing to take that jab. It's amazing to me that people do it. And, you know, when I'm in Sam's Club and I see these free vaccines and I'm with Mrs. Fennelli, I'll stop, like, just not exactly in the center of the table, but off a little bit from center, and I'll say to Mrs. Fennelli, if we only had time, we could get a free vaccine. But we don't have time.
Yeah, and you have intelligence, that's probably not a wise idea.
Yeah. So what do you think this is going on in the backstory? You think it's just to kill us slowly? Do you think it's to debilitate us? Do you think it's to experiment on us? I mean, they're not going to just say, come on up here, sir, put out your arm, jab you, and then let you go. They want to know who you are, right? So they can track how well it's working.
Oh, exactly. And that's why the medical system has gone to all computerized. I mean, it costs roughly $50,000 to put in medical clinics the correct computer systems to be able to hook to and track to all of these things that are mandated by Obamacare. But vaccinations, you know, I don't think it's ironic that in Sierra Leone, Africa, Bill Gates and George Soros have the number one manufacturing plant in the world for vaccinations. Now, if you pay any attention whatsoever, you can connect the fact that these folks that are making these number one are supposed to be, activists related or invented the internet and the computers and et cetera. You see, why are they making vaccines? Why are they making vaccines in a third world country that cost billions of dollars to create and distribute and test on people that don't have the same information that you and I can gather? They don't have access to it. The same amount of money that they're using on that would easily feed these children, right? The poor children that are starving. But we have to vaccinate them. Why? Their stories can't get out. Some of them have been leaked. Different types of paralyzation, autism, complete catatonic states. They've been able to get the stories out and tell people what's happening there. It's just sad to me, you know, and these things are happening right in front of our face. And in the United States of America, that's not a third world country. We went from, what, about 15 vaccines when I was a child? There's more than 70 now before they go to school. And then they have to have boosters. Just this week I read an article about a mom who has an autistic child that said she would rather her child have measles than autism.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
Right.
Measles versus autism.
Now, have you had chicken pox, Benny, when you were young? Did you have chicken pox?
Yeah. Well, sure,
okay.
Everybody did.
I had chicken pox also. My two oldest boys, they both had chicken pox at the same time. We gave them baths, kept them from scratching themselves, treated
right.
their fever, made sure they had adequate liquid consumption, you know,
right.
and ate appropriately. We took care of what the symptoms were for the disease. Now, it's really, really, this is something that's out there, that concept that a lot of people can't grasp, that I believe and I kind of understand. See, if we didn't have these diseases, we wouldn't have to have vaccines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vaccines are created in a great big lab and tested on all kinds of things. I mean, we could, you know, go into Plum Island and a whole bunch of other things that we're all aware of. But I believe that God created our bodies with an immune system to fight anything that comes about. I also believe that a lot of these diseases are created to instill fear, and so that people will stop there. You know, they don't want to get pneumonia, so they're going to stop there and get their free vaccine. I mean, I understand you don't want to get pneumonia, but let's talk about the measles outbreak that they had in California. Those were vaccinated children, number one. Number two, out of the entire population of the United States, the number of people that die from these diseases, or if you want to say the world, okay, the population of the world, and then deduct the number of people that die from the diseases, first off, their immune systems are compromised for some reason, okay, in most cases, or they're elderly, or they're very small children. So when you figure out the equation of we have this many people and this many people have died or become infected with this disease, the numbers don't add up. So they create this fear of, oh my gosh, what if we get that? Or what if that's in our kid's school? We better go get them vaccinated. We better get them their booster shot. And of course, in California, it's mandatory now, which I cannot even fathom how a population that large goes along with that, allows that. I really just can't even understand. I guess they're just not educated enough, you know? But anyways, I think that most of these things are created. You know, like I mentioned last time I was talking to you, the Zika virus, that was created in a lab. Do you believe malaria couldn't have been created in a lab?
Sure.
You know, so all of these things, I believe, are created to instill fear, to give vaccines, which, by the way, some of them have been linked. The polio vaccine was given to over 90 million people with the cancer virus in the polio vaccine.
I believe that the polio vaccine has given a lot of people in the baby boomer generation asthma. Absolutely.
Which then creates a need for more hospitals, more pharmaceutical drugs. Expensive ones, by the way. Very expensive. I don't remember what Jim told me the exact dollar amount was, but anytime he sees a commercial for a new medicine that's come out, the last one he was looking up was hepatitis C, a medication for hepatitis C. I think he told me that it was $30,000, and they have to take this certain medication for 6 weeks. $30,000. I might have that a little bit off, but what I'm saying is that if they want to treat diseases, make people healthy, there are ways to do all of that stuff, which, you know, you have people on your show all the time that Dr. Sheely and Laura and Richard Allen Miller, Richard Allen Miller, who I admire a lot because he knows about all of these different things that you and I are speaking of right now. And cures to different things. For instance, I'll briefly touch on medical marijuana. Everybody is afraid to death of it. It's a Schedule I drug, illegal, treats multiple different things, PTSD, depression, autism. They've had, that's the CBD oil is what they're using a component out of it. It's not the one THC that makes you high, okay? There's children that have the diseases and autism, et cetera, that cause seizures, 20-some seizures a day. We have another kid we know about that had to have part of his brain surgically removed to prevent 20-some seizures a day up at the Children's Hospital in St. Louis, caused by a vaccination. Now, back to the medical marijuana. They're rubbing this CBD oil on the bottom of these children's feet when they're having seizures, and it's stopping them. It's also helping with Parkinson's disease. So the question I have to ask is this. I ask a few friends of mine that are in law enforcement, and I said, you know, do you ever get called to a house with a domestic dispute because they're high on marijuana? The answer is every time no. They're called for domestic disputes with the things that they've already legalized. Legal. Alcohol. Right? And of course, all the other illicit, illegal drugs that are harmful. Those are the ones that cause most of the law enforcement to have to go for domestic disputes. Those are the things that are involved. Never marijuana. So it's a lack of education, you know? And I'm a big proponent of it because it will help lots of people.
Tracy Caesar's with us. She's a nurse. She works with her husband, Dr. James Caesar, in Branson, Missouri. We've been to their clinic. Dr. James Caesar and Tracy have been to the Get Prepared Expo and meetups. We know them well. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four.
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Tracy Caesars with us, and we've been talking about medical marijuana. Tracy, you've been saying that medical marijuana can be used to treat Parkinson's. And I'm learning of more and more and more people who have Parkinson's-like symptoms and Parkinson's disease. It's a terrifying disease.
Oh, yeah. Well, and also, you know, I think that there's a knowledge about it out there. You know, I mentioned the last time that some holistic doctors have come up missing, dead, because they're catching on to the treatments of some of these different diseases that there are cures for them, you know, that people aren't aware of. For instance, there's also studies out there where cannabis oil, you take it, you consume it internally for cancer, that it's reversed and gotten rid of. Doctors call it miracle, right? Why are these things being suppressed, not bringing, you know, being brought to the light, not allowed, people are not allowed to use them unless they go, say, to Colorado, you know, California, Oregon, Washington, etc. The state of Missouri had the petition signed for it to be on the ballot, and St. Louis area threw out 20,000 of them. You might be more familiar with the number, but and it was thrown off, so it wasn't able to be placed on the ballot. And I'm really perplexed to why people are so afraid of it. The only thing I can deduct from it is that they're unaware of the benefits. They're unaware of, they've been pounded in their brain so much that it's a gateway drug. And we discussed that last show also. Alcohol and nicotine are gateway drugs, okay? Our government, for crying out loud, puts drugs all over the street that are illegal, which then increases the population of the prison system. You know, the prison system's full of folks that have been caught with marijuana for whatever reason, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the largest population. It's not murderers. It's not, child molesters, et cetera. It's people that are caught with marijuana.
I don't know if you had a chance to meet Mike Parsons. He's from Tennessee. He's about 6'5". He's of Native American heritage, and he's been to our expos, and he's been in prison, and he's been on the air with me many times. He ran for office, won the slot, and immediately got pounced on because he was going to expose the corruption in Tipton County, Tennessee, and it's made his life pure hell. Well, he's been in prison multiple times as a result of winning the election, and he appears in court regularly, and if he doesn't, they'll put him back in jail. So he said on air many times that if you take drugs out of the equation in terms of prisons,
yes,
there wouldn't be very many people in prison. There'd be very, very few. And we wouldn't have this vast industrial prison complex that is prison for profit, corporate prisons. And he said that many times. So you're right there with him, and I'm there with him too, from what I've learned. Okay, so now this Parkinson's, let's get back to that for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
I had had a chat with many years ago back at the university, Chemistry 101 lab. I sat down at a lab table and I went to get my glassware, test tubes and, you know, beakers and flasks and so forth. And I came back and there was this very, very pretty girl who was seated at the other side of the lab table, separated by the lab sink. And, you know, we became friends and we've chatted and kept in contact over all these years from the 70s through last week. And so I asked her how she was doing, and she told me that she has Parkinson's. And so what can we do to help her? And because I'm sure she's not the only one. I'm sure there are others listening to this broadcast who have Parkinson's symptoms and others who have family members and friends who have Parkinson's disease. What can we do to help those who have Parkinson's? Can you share that with us when we come back after these few short commercial announcements?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We'll be right back with Tracy Caesar.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be.
Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's
hot?
Why? Take my... When you go to the for 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
What we might need to know about Parkinson's disease.
I'm sorry, Vinny, did you ask me something? I didn't hear.
Yeah. Can you share with us what we should know about Parkinson's disease?
Well, I'm not an expert at all in Parkinson's disease. It's just experience stuff. And these are central nervous system diseases, right? Cause severe progressive shaking. As a matter of fact, Jim has a colleague that has Parkinson's. And you had asked before the break, you know, what would you do or what can you do? I personally talk about a couple of different things. If I were to ever be diagnosed with cancer, I would be on the first road that drives straight to Colorado. There are doctors in Colorado that know about treatments for these different diseases. I would also try everything under the sun before I would ever, and I mean ever, personally, get radiation and chemo. So, you know, what I would suggest to anyone out there that's listening that has these diseases or, and it's not just Parkinson's. Let me tell you about a couple other. I mean, MS, another disease called reflex sympathetic dystrophy. It's a nasty, nasty central nervous system disease. Medical marijuana, 100%, alleviates suffering in these people. So why, you know, why it's suppressed, I don't understand why. But what I would do, I would give the advice of whatever it takes for you to go there and see if that's an option that helps control your tremors, helps make you be able to function of a day. You know, I don't know that you could live there, obviously. I mean, not everyone can just move that's sick, but I have a friend that lives in Colorado, and I would call her up and say, Carol, listen, I'm sick, and I want to come there for about a month, maybe 2 months. Can I stay with you? And I'm telling you, she would welcome me with open arms. And the cost of it, you know, they have GoFundMe counts everywhere where people, you know, help each other. Or your family, they don't want you to be sick, you know. I would try everything I could to attain that type of treatment prior to, you know, pharmaceutical drugs. Maybe they help with some of the symptoms, but what other issues do they cause? I don't know, Benny. That's just personally what I would do.
It makes sense to me that before you have surgery, before you cut something out that you can't put back in, that you try, you know, the non-invasive therapies first. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah,
however,
absolutely.
However, here's something that's happened. Back in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, the priest, the principal of the school, and the doctor were all looked at as being knowledgeable about, you know, that was the person you would go to, and you would absolutely positively take that person's advice. Go to your priest, your principal of the school, or the doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're finding out that the priest made mistakes. The priests may have had some other issues. Doctors make mistakes. Doctors are misled by the drug manufacturers. Doctors are coerced into doing things that they might not ordinarily do or otherwise do. And principals, you know, they put their pants on and skirts on just the way everybody else does.
Yeah, we do an injustice to our society by, for instance, I love things. The first thing about someone who wants to talk about a subject that I may or may not know a dabble about, you know, I'll automatically just say, I'm not 100% sure on that, or I need to learn more about that, but I'm also a researcher. You know what I mean? I love to research. I'm a realist. I'm not an optimist. I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist. I wish there were more people that took the common sense route of understanding that everyone's fallible, no matter what profession you're in. You're not perfect. You're not always going to do things the right way. You're not going to understand things completely because, quite frankly, listen, doctors are snowballed. I mean, like, they are buried in work because of all the sick people we have. We have lots of sick people. And because of Obamacare and doctors getting out of insurance industry, they're not taking insurance. they're going to private practice, cash only practices, because it's a hassle, okay? So then what happens is these folks that have the high premium insurances and high deductibles, et cetera, they're going to the emergency room. They're getting sent home. They're still sick when they get sent home, okay? They're overwhelmed. That doesn't make them bad people, okay? It's just overwhelming. And what I find sad is, you know, the people that should be held accountable are not held accountable. What I mean by that are pharmaceutical executives. You know, how often do you find that they're getting a lawsuit pressed against them? Not very. Sure, there'll be class action lawsuits. If you took a drug or you got this sling for your bladder, et cetera, that, you know, you get $100, $200 from the settlement. So what? You see what I mean? It's just this great big illusion created through the population. And just yesterday, there was a gal upset about her dad being in the hospital, and she couldn't see the doctor, the surgeon, okay? Well, he's been in surgery all day, so he does his rounds late at night, and she's not willing to sit and wait for him. Well, it just so happened that we had to wait yesterday for an hour for something that she needed to take care of, right? After hours, no big deal. We took care of it. But what I'm saying is that there's a double standard. There's a double standard of our expectations on the medical community and what they're physically, able to do in a 24-hour period. And they're human, just like you said. They make mistakes.
I had had a wonderful opportunity to have dinner with Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin and Ed from Florida a couple weeks ago. And I was sitting across from next to Dr. Shealy and across from Dr. Sorin. And Dr. Sergey Sorin is Dr. Shealy's medical practice partner. And Dr. Sorin is also an emergency room doctor, and he travels and he works at various emergency rooms and hospitals. And very seriously, I asked him across the table, you know, what is the most difficult portion? Is it when you lose a patient, you know, in the emergency room and you're fighting? And then I asked him about how many patients don't make it per shift, per doctor in the emergency room. And I learned it's over one, you know, maybe 1.2 patients die under the emergency treatment of a doctor per shift.
It takes a mental toll on them, too, that people don't realize, you know?
Well, absolutely. It you know, and you come home to your spouse and, you know, how does that discussion go? Did you lose anybody today? Yeah, it was a great day. I only lost 1.0 patients.
I've remembered a few times that Jim would say that he had to go to work the next day and tell someone they have cancer, stage 4 terminal. They're coming in tomorrow. It's miserable. Miserable having to tell someone your chances aren't very good.
Dr. Shealy and I were on Wednesday, right on this broadcast, and I didn't know this until he said it on air, that he had a patient come in and he said, I'm paraphrasing, there's nothing that he knew that he could do for this patient, and there was nothing that he knew that medicine could do for this patient.
Right.
Meaning, there are no options. There's nothing, and it sounds like that's what you were talking about. And the patient, if I understood Dr. Shealy correctly, wanted to know if he could, Dr. Shealy could introduce the patient to Dr. Kevorkian.
Right.
For assisted suicide.
Mm-hmm. I understand that thought process also because, you know, when our pets, I have lots of animals. I have a little farm here, you know, and
yes.
My dogs get sick. I don't do all that vaccination stuff with my animals either.
I grew up
in a poor family. Okay, we were middle class. Both my parents worked. We lived out in the country. We had animals, but we could not afford to go to the veterinarian. We just couldn't. So whatever transpired, I grew up learning that these things just happen. You know what I mean? That we don't have a lot of control over it. We can do the best we can, treat them good, you know, give them good food, just like we should give ourselves good food. That's another subject for another, you know, time that I come on. But, you know, we take our animals to the veterinarian to put them down because they're suffering. Humans, there are ways, you know, to alleviate suffering through hospice. Great, great agency. I'm a real big proponent of hospice. They're fantastic people that deal with this kind of death and suffering on a daily basis. But we can't do that for humans. And to some degree, I think it's that.
You know, when you talk about hospice, what a special individual that person must be to go into a home looking at someone saying, yeah, this is the best that person's going to be, and it's going to get worse from here, and then it's going to be terminal. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's this weekend, December 3 and 4, 2016. Arcade Gun Shows. Ashland, Kentucky. Atlanta, Georgia. Springfield, Missouri. Murfreesboro, Tennessee. That's this weekend. And in Indianapolis this weekend, December 3 and 4, you can go to the Indianapolis Preparedness Expo. That's December 3 and 4. I'm looking at the seminars. It looks like I'm listed for speaking on Saturday and Sunday. I will not be able to make it. I wish I could, but I can't. There's a confluence of events that have prevented me from being able to make it, but it will be a fabulous show. I know it will. I've been to many of them, and I've spoken at many of them. So that's December 3 and 4, Indianapolis, Indiana. And that's, if you want to go to the website, arcadeprepershows.com, arcadeprepershows.com. And if you'd like to go to the website for the gun shows, of which there are 1, 2, 3, 4 arcade gun shows this weekend, arcadeshows.com, R-K-S-H-O-W-S.com. Tracy, when I was very young, we had some family members who were hospitalized, you know, aunts, uncles, grandparents, that kind of thing. And my father had a very serious chat with me, and he said, Vinny, it works like this. You don't feel well, you go to the hospital, and you know, a few days later, maybe 3 days later, you're released and you go home. And you're better, but not as good as you were before you went into the hospital. You know, you're better than a few days before, but, you know, the year before, you don't come back as well as you were a year before going into the hospital. Then you progressively get worse, and you go back to the hospital, and they patch you up, and a few days later, you go back home. But you don't go back home as good as you did when you got out of the hospital the previous time. And then the third time you go into the hospital, you don't come out. You think that's true today?
Yeah, probably so. I think that a lot of us have our own responsibility that we're not paying a lot of attention to, and I'm including myself in this, because we go to the grocery store for convenience, you know, and what we've been used to eating for years and years, we just continue to go back to those things. You know, right now on my counter in my kitchen is a big jar of sugar, you know, bleached sugar. It's totally not good for you. So I think that when we, our family members or ourselves or whatever, we go into the hospital, it's like this. When we get really serious about our health when we have a real serious health problem, right? As a society, we do. And if we ate better, if we paid attention more to what we're consuming, putting in our bodies, I think that it would prevent a whole lot of us from going there the first two or three times. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the first time would be later in your life, and then it probably is going to go downhill. But when we were on commercial break, I was thinking about something that is I've always thought about ever since I was aware of the Old Testament, okay? Why did these people live 900 years, 600 years? I mean, what were they eating? What were they doing? We're big proponents of essential oils. Do you know that there's a hospital in Ecuador for essential oils, but you have to go out of the United States again because the FDA attacks that profusely. They're relentless attacking essential oil companies. They have a hospital in Ecuador that treats, you know, numerous problems, cancer, MS, but to get to Ecuador, for real.
Well,
people can't afford to get to Ecuador. So what I'm saying is that not only can we make choices, but there's things available to us that we can't access to become healthier, mm-hmm. for the most part. You know, Dr. Shealy does what he does, excellent, fantastic at it. So he's available in our area, but he doesn't have those same resources. You know what I'm saying? That could
yes.
be used because it's not legal here.
I'll tell you what, let's do another hour. Tracy Caesar's with us. She's a nurse. She works with her husband, Dr. James Caesar, in Branson, Missouri. We're going to be back for the next hour, and we're going to talk about some very serious medical issues, opioids, and more.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.